Glenn, GLE, and Sanders, SANDERS, 12-12-54. Mr. Sanders is a 69-year-old gentleman, quite debilitated, totally and completely bedbound, with history of renal insufficiency, hypertension, no, end-stage renal disease, hypertension, COPD, severe hypoxemia, depression, and anxiety, period. In the paragraph, patient was found to be bedbound with a flat affect, answers questions with one or two words. Sometimes his speech becomes unintelligible because he's so weak. He speaks in a whisper. He's very thin with severe muscle wasting in all extremities, but he's able to move all four extremities, period. He has sunken eyes, and he'd much rather not talk to anybody. Medical problems, he's had diabetes, he's had hypertension, depression, anxiety, as I mentioned. He's currently not taking any medication for his diabetes, of course, because he has end-stage renal disease, period. Last hospitalization was last week with sepsis, notes are pending. Surgery, coronary artery bypass graft, allergy, none. Medication, Zoloft, 100 milligram a day, nifedipine, 60 milligram a day, Neurontin, 100 milligram TID, Bumex, 2 milligram daily, SEVELINE carbonate, 2 tablets, 3 times a day, Miralax PRN for daily for constipation, flu vaccine up to date, COVID vaccine up to date, patient hemodialysis from a right quintan femoral vein catheter on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which was noted in the right groin without any evidence of DVT. Redness, heat, or pus present, period. Family history, both mom and dad died of old age. Review of system, I'm weak, I'm tired. He tells me he's bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears a diaper. His speech is very weak. He's hypoxic. He's confused. His words become unintelligible sometimes as he's speaking. Under social, also put down, he's 69 years old. He was a housekeeper most of his life. He's single. He has 2 children. He's living with his grandchild right now. And I've put a call to his son regarding his condition and our findings, period. Oh, true side, 88%, pulse is 100, blood pressure 135 over 72. Mr. Sanders appears to be very depressed with a very flat affect. Heart, positive swan, positive S2. Lungs, ronchi and rals. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Shows mild JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with anulation, neurological movement, all 4 extremities. Patient has a Quinton catheter in place on the right side. Right groin area, as was discussed earlier, with no sign of DVT, no sign of redness, no heat, no infection. Dressing is in place. Assessment, 69-year-old gentleman with COPD, hypoxemia, confusion, severe muscle wasting, recent hospitalization for sepsis. He's totally and completely bedbound. He has contractures about the lower extremity. He's very depressed, even on Zoloft. He has symptoms of his blood pressure is controlled with the current dose of medication. His speech is unintelligible because of severe weakness. He does not like to make eye contacts, and he's able to dialyze from the right groin catheter at this time, period. He requires oxygen, breathing treatments, and changing his antidepressants immediately, which we'll discuss with the hospice medical director. He's been referred to hospice for further care. He meets the criteria for end-of-life care with end-stage COPD. And along with diabetes, hypertension, renal failure, and diabetic neuropathy. Thank you.